This is it. You are on the last side of your second cassette in preparation for your novice voice class license. Make sure you have that first cassette absolutely down pat before you go on to this cassette, and make sure that the first side of this cassette is fairly well down before we start with the second side. And let's go on by learning the letter J. The letter J. And you should be writing these down, the letter J. And let's try some words beginning with the letter J or containing the letter J. Come on, write them down. Here we go, some words with J. And if you forget what a letter is, don't go back and try and figure it out as we're sending. Wait till it's over. Then you'll have plenty of time to go on back. Here we go, continuing with the letter J. Now let's check our work. Joy, Jest, Jack, Jerry, Adjust, Jimmy, and Jones. And let's take a look at Jimmy. Let's say you missed on the examination the letter J, and you couldn't figure out what Y is, but the fact that you have an IMM, which are easy letters, looking at your multiple choice possible answers, you could easily pick out the name of the operator that was mentioned on the exam. And don't worry, you are going to pass the exam. I mean, hey, kids 9 and 10 years old are passing. There's no reason why you can't pass. Remember, the two volunteer friends that give you the exam, which can be given right in your own house, they can give you the exam for CW and even the written over and over again until you pass it successfully. You don't need to do it necessarily right the first time. So don't worry, you will get through. Just hang in there and listen to the rest of this tape. Let's now take a look at the letter X. The letter X. X. Now, X looks like an X, doesn't it? Certainly more than J and some of the others. Well, J looks like a J, but here is the letter X. Now, let's try some words beginning with the letter X. Okay, you should have copied. X-ray, extra, duplex, expand, and finally, extra. Now let's try V for victory. Da-da-da-dum. Dee-dee-dee-dum. Beethoven's fifth, right? V for victory. Ah, now you can figure out why he plays that music, right? Okay, let's try some words beginning with V. And incidentally, your novice class examinations, as well as your general and your extra class code examinations, all begin with the letter sent 6 times. Okay, here we go. Some words beginning with the letter V. Come on, don't throw your pencil down. Hang in there. You will make it. And you should have copied voice, victor, receiver, volume, novice, and finally advanced. And now the last letter, the letter Z. The letter Z. Let's try some words beginning with the letter Z. And you should have copied Zulu, Zebra, Quiz, Zigzag, Kazoo, and finally Zero, as in how many mistakes you made, right? Zero. Now I want you to take at least a 3-hour break. Take a break, and then we're going to come back and review the letters we've just learned. Take a break. Okay, here comes a backbreaker examination on the letters, the tough ones we've just learned. Don't be disappointed if you don't do real well. This is a tough one. This is not like what's going to be on your novice examination. Here we go. Get ready. Okay, let's check that out. Play this portion of the tape over and over again until you think you have the letters down fairly well. You should have copied P, Z, V, X, Y, W, L, G, Q, X, Z, V, X, V, K, X, Q, L, Y, Z, Q, L, Y, B, H, 5, and 0. Now that was a tough exam, not like what you're going to have on your novice examination. Well, let's take a look at those last two numbers, 5 and 0. Let's learn a few more numbers, and the number 1 has how many dits, do you think? That's right, 1. 2 would have how many dits? And 3 would have, guess how many dits? And 4? And finally, 5 has 5 dits. Okay, let's try these numbers beginning with either 1, 2, 3, or 5 digits. Write them down. Thank you. Okay, ready for the readback? Play these numbers over several times and count how many dits before, or listen to how many dits. That's really a better way, before the long sounds. You should have copied 1, 4, 5, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 5, 1, 4, 3, 5, 2, 1, and 5. Now we're going to go back down the scale with 6, 7, 8, 9, and 0. The 0 has how many dashes? That's right, 5 long sounds. The 0. And the 6 has 1 long sound. The 7 has 2 long sounds. And the 8 has 3 long sounds. And the 9 has, that's right, 4 long sounds. Let's try these random numbers, all beginning with long sounds. Okay, let's check over our work after you've played this several times to make sure it's absolutely down almost perfect. You should have copied 0, 7, 0, and you should have a line through those zeros, 6, 8, 0, 9, 6, 8, 7, 9, 9, 6, 9, 8, 0, 7, 7. Now let's mix up all of the numbers and see how well you do. Okay, here's what you should have copied. And these were tough because they were all random. 5, 6, 1, 3, 6, 5, 8, 1, 3, 0, 9, 5, 2, 9, 4, 2, 7, 7, 8, 4, 0. Okay, take a break. Take at least 4 hours because you're going to need it on this next one. No, the next one's going to be a lot easier. So take 4 hours because now we go into something entirely different in lesson number 5. So take a minimum of 4 hours. All right, take 5 hours and then come on back for lesson 5. Something new, fun, easier, and different. Okay, this is lesson 5. Make sure that you're all rested. This is going to be a random run, and we're doing a lot of sentences backwards so that you can get the spacing between the different words a little easier and more naturally. Plus, the sentences will contain the letters that are most commonly used in the English language, plus some. Remember, on the volunteer-administered novice examination, all of the letters and numbers and punctuation marks must be used. Okay, here we go. Try and write down as much as you can. Just leave a little mark if you should miss a letter and keep right on copying. Here we go. that, of course, was our procedural sign-off signal, end of work. Now, I know it was tough, but check over your work several times, play this portion of the tape over several times, and then let's double-check our copy. You should have copied period Y P O C U D I D W C G period T E B A F L A E H T comma. Oh, that's what that was, a comma. F O Q S R E T T E L L L A E S U T S U M B M A X E E S T, the slant bar, the period, MPW, and then a break sign, da 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 da, 5, TAK, TSET, ASEOREZ, that's zero backwards, Q, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0, GKJ. Now, is this what your 5-word-per-minute examination is going to be all about? No, not at all. Your 5-word-per-minute code test that is administered by 2 volunteer examiners will be a typical type of QSO. They'll probably make it up themselves, or they may use one from the W5YI volunteer examination system, as we suggest later on this cassette. The examination begins with a series of V's, and then call letters. Call letters always come first. And then it's usually, thanks, Joe, for your call, and then they usually state the RST. Your RST is maybe 599, and then there's many times a comma and 599. Then they say the word QTH. That means my location. QTH here is, and they give the city and the state with a comma, and then my name is, and then usually the type of rig that they're running, maybe how many watts of power or what the antenna system is like, and sometimes the age and sometimes the occupation, and then they give the call letters again at the end. And just before they give the call letters for the second time, they usually say, how do you copy, or how copy, question mark. And that's the time to jump up to the top of your paper and double check that you've written down the call letters correctly. You see, you get 2 chances at the call letters. Okay, let's go ahead and try a novice 5-word-per-minute sample examination. And I'll give you a little prompting so you know what's coming down the line. Get out a pencil and paper, and let's get started. Remember, all exams start with the letter V sent 6 times. Okay, now come the call letters. Then the letters DE, meaning this is. Now the second set of call letters from the sending station. And then a slant bar, because the sending station is operating out of their area. And then a number, and then the pause. Get ready for the RST numbers. Now, if you get mixed up every so often, use that period as a chance to regroup. Every time you hear this, take a deep breath, and then let's keep copying. We're almost done. Okay, take a deep breath, a little bit more. Okay, a little bit more. Hang in there. Now come the call letters. Jump to the top of your paper and double check them. Okay, now play this lesson number 6 over and over again until you have it down what you think is very well, and then let me ask you some questions about the copy that you should have written down. First of all, what were the call letters of the station receiving the message? Be careful, receiving the message. W7OVZ. And who was the station sending the message? N5RLJ slant bar 2. What was the name of the receiving operator? Was it Jane, Jack, Bill, Bob, or Dan? The receiving operator was Bob. What was the name of the sending operator, the operator that was generating this code message? Name was Paula, P-A-U-L-A. All right. What was the RST report? 599, 479, 489, or 589? The RST was 589. And what was the QTH, or the location of the sending operator? Quailville, comma, New York. And what type of rig? A Drake, a Kenwood, an ICOM, a Yaesu, or a Santec? The rig was a Kenwood. Model number? 180, 140, 100, or 120. What was the model number? 120, actually TS-120. And how many watts was that Kenwood running? 300 watts, 500 watts, 800 watts, or 100 watts? That's right, 100 watts. And what type of an antenna? Was it a dipole, a quad, a quaggy, or a yagi? Yagi. And how high up was the antenna? 30 feet, 40 feet, 55 feet, or 100 feet? It was up 40 feet. And how old was Paula? 18, 27, 26, 43, or 59? 26. Now, your volunteer examiner may opt to give you a fill-in-the-blanks examination, or look for 1 minute of perfect copy, 26 letters in a row. And yes, it doesn't have to be perfect out of the pencil. You can go back after the test and make those corrections. Or the volunteer examiner may simply have you read your examination, or the volunteer examiner may ask you questions about what you copied. It's up strictly to your two volunteer examiners how they give the test. Now, how do you locate a pair of volunteer examiners? Well, any two hams can give the test. Go to the same store that you bought this course and ask them for two hams in your local area that can give you the test. Or look around the block and see if you see some giant antennas and knock on their door, ask them if they're a ham and will they give you the test. Or you can give us a call and we'll be more than happy to help you find volunteer examiners. The volunteer exam coordinator that covers the United States is W5YI, area code 817-461-6443, and they too can tell you where to locate volunteer examiners. Students, let me talk to your volunteer examiner now, right here on tape. Volunteer examiners, this is Gordon West, WB6NOA, and thank you for helping this novice applicant pass his or her examination through your testing. Remember, it takes two general, advanced, or extra-class HAMs to administer the novice written exam, that's Element 2, a 30-question test, and the 5-word-per-minute Morse code exam, that is Element 1A. You do not have to be accredited by a volunteer exam coordinator. You must be at least 18 years of age and older, and not closely related by blood or marriage to this applicant, and you must not significantly own or be connected with an amateur radio equipment or license preparation business, and neither of you must have ever had your operator or station license revoked or suspended. The written examination, volunteer examiners, must be taken from the applicant's test book. These are FCC-approved examination questions, 302 total questions, of which 30 out of specific categories, as indicated by the book, must be given for the test. You can either read the questions or do a written exam or administer the test any way you would like. The code receiving test is generated at 5 words per minute, but character speed is at 13 words a minute. That's what the code characters must sound like to be approved for the FCC-style code test. If you should have any questions about the examination, please give us a phone call and we'll be more than happy to help you out. Please contact the W5YI Volunteer Examination System, area code 817-461-6443. And volunteer HAMs, thank you for giving this applicant the novice voice class examination. Okay, students, it's up to you, and we hope that you do very well on your upcoming examination. I want to give you my name and address and phone number, so if you should have any questions, you'll give us a call. Plus, after you pass the examination, I would like to sign for you your operator certificate that says successful completion of the novice voice class license. I'm Gordon West, WB6NOA. You can write me, care of Radio School, 2414 College Drive, Costa Mesa, California, 92626. Or you can phone between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, area code 714-549-5000. I hope to be hearing from you soon, and I hope that you're hearing us on one of our upcoming tapes as you upgrade higher and higher. And as I always say to all of my classes, welcome to the world of amateur radio.